The incident happened back on August 28th. That's when a server containing information on nearly 145,000 job applicants was compromised.
We have evidence that it was addressed by computers off the university campus.
So how did it happen?
In this particular case, it was human error that the computer was not secured according to the university's well-established cybersecurity protocol.
Virginia Tech spokesman Larry Hinker says nearly 17,000 people provided their driver's license numbers in response to a question regarding professional licenses and certificates. Tech says it has notified the applicants about the potential exposure. The breach did not compromise Social Security credit card or date of birth information. Timothy Martin, WFIR News.